KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. You don't mess with the Zohan is as messy as comedies come. A lot of it, though, is an inspired, hilarious mess. The organizing idea, the disorganized organizing idea, combines Jewish James Bond, webless Spider-Man, and gross-out shampoo. Adam Sandler's Zohan is an Israeli counter-terrorist operative with superpowers, but he really wants to be a hairstylist and make the world silky smooth. Why? Don't ask. Or ask, but the answer is why not? Because Sandler and his co-writers, Robert Smigel and Judd Apatow, haven't written a silky smooth script so much as concocted a lumpy hummus of attic notions. On screen, it looks crazed, but the comic energy is huge, if indiscriminate, and Sandler's performance can be as delicate as it is gleefully vulgar or grotesque. Think Topol doing Charles Boyer. In Israel, the hero's nemesis is a Palestinian terrorist, the Phantom. He's played by John Turturro. In New York, where Zohan reinvents himself as a hairdresser named Scrappy Coco, he gets entry-level work in a beauty parlor owned by a lovely Palestinian, but there's no rest for the combat weary. Soon he's fighting Arab terrorists again. The script sometimes functions as a scattershot parable of endless conflict between Arabs and Jews, yet the political parody seldom catches fire. Zohan rises to its subject most reliably by aiming low. Sandler's at his best when Zohan, sporting a pizza-sized Star of David, is using kung fu moves to tie people literally in knots, strutting his stuff like a demented John Travolta, or seducing elderly patrons of his salon. When Zohan goes beyond seducing them, the movie goes beyond the pale. But that's not to say it isn't appallingly funny. If the Genghis Khan of Mongol were running for president, he'd give Hillary, Obama, or McCain a gallop for their money. Sergei Bodrov's thrilling steppe epic upgrades the brutal head of those bloodthirsty hordes to the status of visionary. This Mongol of all Mongols is a modern, merciful leader ahead of his time, 800 years ahead of his time. He's so cool and self-contained in his sense of personal destiny that it's no wonder scads of nomads follow him. I don't know the Mongolian word for panache, but Mongols got plenty of it. The battle scenes are as enjoyable for their clarity as their intensity. The physical production is sumptuous. It's an austere epic that turns the stuff of pulp adventure into a persuasive take on ancient history. In a more mundane world than the beautiful mythical China of Kung Fu Panda, the roly-poly hero, Po, voiced by the rolier-poly Jack Black, would be a candidate for Overeaters Anonymous. He can't lay off the carbs. In the world of animated features, the team responsible for this script might qualify for Underwriters Anonymous, and that's no knock on the insurance industry. Most of the characters are as sketchy as the production design is inventive, luminous, and elegant. The essence of the film is slapsticky, chop-socky action, rendered with great verve and accompanied by the sort of cloying preachments about self-esteem and human potential, panda potential, that little kids hear all the time on TV. There is, Poe's master says, no secret ingredient. There's only you and your special gifts. To make something special, you just have to believe it's special. Yada, yada, yada. To make a movie special, it's not enough to have brilliant animation. You have to believe in telling good stories. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the Wall Street Journal's movie critic, back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.